Hi, thank you for calling the Deb O'Farrell hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Onika Taylor.
Onika Taylor. Okay, thank you so much. And can you confirm her phone number as well?
340-208-0676.
Okay, perfect. I can take it from here. Thank you so much.
Thanks. You guys both have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, is this Ms. Taylor? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
Perfect, perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Deb O'Farrell lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with this?
No.
Okay. Again, you haven't signed any paperwork, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, now if you don't mind me asking, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Deb O'Farrell for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And again, I am so sorry to hear that. Do you know when it was that you were diagnosed with that?
May 6, 2013.
You said May 6, 2013?
Correct.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sounds great. And what was your date of birth?
January 19, 1988.
You said 88?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I have January 19, 1988. And do you know anyone else that was affected by Deb O'Farrell in any way?
No.
Okay, that's good to hear. Do you remember if it was the brand name of Deb O'Farrell, or was it another generic version of it?
It's the brand name.
Okay. I know the questions are a little redundant here, but did you use Deb O'Farrell for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
3 years. I'm sorry, my niece is calling me and she has my car and my kids. Hold on for a quick second. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello? Yeah, I'm sorry.
No
yeah.
worries.
Thanks for
no
holding.
Worries. Of course. And again, I was just asking if you used Deb O'Farrell for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections in total?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when did you
about
start?
About 3 years on it.
Okay. About 3 years. Do you know when you started?
Yeah. January 2010. I don't remember the exact date.
That's okay.
But it was in January 2010.
Okay. January of 2010. And then when was the very last time that you used it?
April.
Okay.
Of 2013.
Okay. April of 2013. No worries. Can you confirm your gender for me as well, Onika?
Female.
Okay. Perfect. And I have your first name spelled O-N-Y-C-H-A, last name Taylor, common spelling, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And did you have a middle name?
Alexis.
Okay, that was A-L-E-X-I-S.
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on, Zanaya. Go ahead.
And what was the social?
My social?
Mm-hmm.
The whole social?
If you were more comfortable giving the last four, that's completely fine as well.
Yes, 3508.
3508, you said, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then for email, I have your first name, the number 8@gmail.com, and phone number 340-208-0676. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And what was your address?
It is, oh God, I don't remember this damn address. 63 Hoyt Heights, Hoyt Heights,
okay.
Heights, Sumter, South Carolina, 29150. I always spell that first word, Hoyt.
29140, you said?
No, 29150.
Five, okay. Let's see. Okay, I do see 63HOYT Heights in Sumter,
correct.
South Carolina. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And was there an apartment number?
No.
Okay.
It said 63, sorry.
Okay. So it was 63 Hoyt Heights, and that was in Sumter, South Carolina, 29150, and then no apartment number, that's separate, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect, just making sure. Now, do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, it's Dr. Triz Smith, my gynecologist.
Okay, and was this out there in Sumter?
When you said I'm sorry, you said diagnose.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about my gyno who I went to see, not for the meningioma.
Oh, okay. Do you remember the doctor's
what are we talking
name
about?
Do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you with meningioma?
Okay. That was Dr. What is his name? Sean Moore, my neurosurgeon.
Sean Moore, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I do see Dr. Sean Moore, and it's spelled Moore. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And do you remember the facility where you were diagnosed? What hospital?
Yeah, it's the Prisma Health Tuolumne Hospital.
Okay. And this is in South Carolina too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I did see it. It's the Prisma Health Tuolumne Hospital on Washington Street?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, now I'm just transferring some other information here. Do you know if before you were diagnosed with the meningioma, you ever had a cancer diagnosis?
Never.
Okay, that's really good to hear. Okay, and do you have the medical records for this?
I don't have a copy of it. I would be able to get it from the hospital if you wanted me to.
Okay.
Or fill out a form or however, a release authorization, whatever.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Now, we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Mm-hmm. Emergency contact. I can... Maybe my mom, but I don't want to stress her out.
Okay.
Maybe she hears emergency contacts. I can put my ex-husband for now.
Okay, sounds good. Again,
my
this
Taylor.
Person, we would never reach out and share any information. It's just so we can have someone that would be able to reach you if we can't. You said it was Major?
Nigel, N-I-G-E-L.
Okay.
Taylor.
Perfect. Okay, what was his phone number?
340-277-6077.
Perfect. Okay, now do you have an email address for him? If not, I could just put yours.
Yeah, I do have an email address for him. How do I know it? Oh, gosh. It's TaylorBoy, TaylorBoy, zero6 at gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. And then same goes for address. Do you know his address or I could put yours?
I have no, you can put mine because
okay.
I have no idea. He lives in Louisiana right now.
Okay.
But I know he'll be able to get in contact with me if needed.
Sounds great. No worries. So I could put yours on that part. Now, what I am going to do now is I'm going to submit a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your permission to go ahead and pull those medical records and get that case started for you. Do you have a preference of it being sent to your email or your text messages?
We should do the text messages.
Okay, sounds good. I'll set it up so it sends to your text messages. Now, before I do submit this, Onika, I do want to go over the information on here just in case, you know, there's any errors, we can catch them. I have your first name spelled O-N-Y-C-H-A, middle name Alexis, common spelling, last name Taylor, common spelling. Is that correct?
All right.
Okay. Sounds good. And I have your address is 63 Hoyt Heights in Sumter, South Carolina, 29150. Your date of birth as January 19, 1988, and your social is 3508. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Sounds great. So what I am going to do now is I'm going to send that DocuSign out. It should send as a text message. Let me know when you receive it, okay?
I just received it.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to tap on that link, and if you have any issues, just let me know. I'll stay on the line.
Okay. I do have a call. Okay. Hello?
Perfect, perfect. I did see that that came back on my end, Onika. So now I do want to let you know the attorneys will reach out within 48 hours once they receive this paperwork and get it into their system. They're going to give you a quick call. This is just going to be to verify some of the information we went over, so it should be a fairly quick call. After that, of course, if you have any case-related inquiries, anything concerns, whatever it might be, you can always reach out to them or myself. I'd be more than happy to assist. Before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you again for your time, Monique. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.